This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM, the Fan, WFAN.
Wake your asses up. Al Cintron on the Fan. The number to join the show, 888-808-1019. I'll be with you till 5 a.m. Behind the glass is Mike Fliegelman joining me. Well, March Madness, the brackets. What we've been waiting for, it's finally here. St. John's goes west. He'll be in Providence, though, to start. But the west bracket, joined by the two-time defending national champion, UConn Huskies, as well in the same bracket. I thought St. John's would have had an outside shot for a one seed. Didn't happen. And I have my final four. I think there'll be a bunch of upsets. As usual, it doesn't have the super marquee names like it used to back in the day. But you have the top four in the South are Auburn, number one, the overall number one, Michigan State, two, Iowa State is dealing with injuries at three, Texas A&M, four. In the East, Duke, one, Alabama, two, Wisconsin, three, Arizona, four. Duke with Cooper Flagg, we'll see what happens with his ankle, if he'll play the first round, if they'll set up in the first round. In the Midwest, Houston 1, Tennessee 2, Kentucky 3, Purdue 4. No, don't bet on Purdue. Trust me, I should know. Sorry, Seth. That's my best friend. Sorry about that. And in the West, the bracket we all care about in these parts, Florida 1, St. John's 2, Texas Tech 3, and Maryland 4. You know, the one team that I was hoping that wouldn't be the number one seed in the West, because I'm picking them to win the national championship. I've said it on multiple shows, the Florida Gators. And St. John's is in the same bracket as them. Same bracket as them. Now the question is, how far can St. John's go? Will they make it to week two? My advice to St. John's fans is just enjoy the ride. Enjoy the ride, one game at a time. But it's my job to tell you or predict how far do I think they get. And in my brackets that I have them going to the Sweet 16, and then they're done. I know it's disappointing for St. John's fans. Listen, I want them to go all the way. Clearly want them to go all the way. But they're in a tough bracket. Texas Tech is the team I have knocking out St. John's. That's who I have knocking out St. John's. The second round, you have a potential matchup. Hall of Fame coaches, whether it's Bill Self, whether it's Rick Pitino, whether it's John Calipari, you could have a matchup of Rick Pitino versus the Kansas Bill Self or John Calipari. I have Arkansas playing St. John's in the second round. And the headlines will write themselves. It'll write themselves. Two former Kentucky coaches. Two guys that have coached in the area. Two guys with all sorts of success. But I have St. John's beating Arkansas in the second round. I have Kansas getting knocked out. Kansas has been too inconsistent for me this season. I should know. I've picked them a bunch. Betting on college basketball. Bet responsibly. But can St. John's make a run? Can they get past the Sweet 16 in Texas Tech? They in this tournament, it's one and done. Breaking news. And St. John's has to stop getting off to these slow starts. Because how many times can you get away with it? How many times? The SEC has 14 teams that made the tournament. 14 teams. That is insane. 14. Then you got the Big Ten with 8, the Big 12 with 7, and the Big East with 5. The Big East has Xavier playing in a win and get in first round matchup. I know people upset North Carolina got in. They're a name. That's why they got in. I don't want to hear about strength of schedule. And they have one quad one win. That's it. And then you have the committee guy on TV saying, well, they win 8-0 and quad two wins. Well, cut the nonsense. We know who was in the room when the brackets came out. He had to step out of the room, but he was in the room. So my Final Four, I have Texas A&M, Florida, Duke, Tennessee. That's three SEC teams. SEC has been the best conference all year long. The reason I love watching SEC basketball, especially the SEC tournament, they let them play. The refs let them play. It's hard-nosed. You know, it's no ticky-tack fouls. You got to earn every bucket. I enjoyed watching them. Auburn, the whole, you know, the overall number one team in the tournament, lost three of the last four games going into the tournament. I'm not a big Auburn fan. I'm not. In a big game, they'll fall short. Again, trust me, I know. I bet on them. Iowa State's in that bracket as well in the South. They're dealing with injuries. We'll see what happens with a couple of their guys. Will they be at full strength? Or they're right for the picking for an upset. Right out the gates. Right out the gates. They're taking on Lincecum. That's how you pronounce it. 3-14 matchup. Now, I wonder how many St. John's fans are going to travel to Providence. I'm shocked my boy Eddie hasn't asked me. Want to make a road trip? Want to take a road trip? The 4-hour ride, about, to go down there for the game. It's just funny that UConn's in the same bracket. And how funny would it be if somehow, some way, they met in the tournament? That would be fun. But this is not the same UConn team we've been accustomed to seeing the last couple seasons that won back-to-back titles. You know, Danny Hurley's come out and said it about his own program that most of the guys are probably out the door thinking about the transfer portal or in the transfer portal as soon as the season ends. He's also criticized this team as a team he can't really dig into and yell at like he's done to previous teams. I just want St. John's to make a run. They play tremendous defense. They rebound the ball well. 40 minutes of hell. The last two opponents, Marquette and Creighton, they broke their will in the second half. Absolutely broke their will. Made them surrender. Made them give up. Made them tap out. Just being relentless. It's been a tremendous story for St. John's basketball. Yesterday's show, St. John's calls nonstop for about two and a half hours. The fan base is excited. The area is excited.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
It would be a disappointment if St. John's didn't make it to week 2. It would. You have to get to the second week. You have to. The one team, again, I was hoping they wouldn't see as far as a one seed would be Florida. Because I love Florida. They run up and down, shoot the three ball well, can score. Going tremendous runs. Just look at the SEC tournament. The way they smacked around Alabama. I'm hoping for a hectic first week. You know, a couple of my upsets here I have. Let's see. I have, everybody's picking, University of San Diego to knock out Michigan. 12-5 matchup. A lot of people are picking Michigan to go down. I thought Michigan got a raw deal. Win the Big Ten tournament and they get a 5 seed. Get a 5 seed. And you got Marquette and New Mexico. I got New Mexico winning that one. I got Colorado State upsetting Memphis. I got Drake upsetting Missouri. Arkansas, I don't know if you call it a 10-7 an upset, but by seeds, yes. And then there's a team I don't trust at all, and that's Purdue at the 4 seed. I don't trust them at all. And my best friend's going to kill me for saying that. You know, yesterday, we were talking about it. Purdue basketball, the day before yesterday, I should say. And he was all excited. I got to watch the game. And very disappointed how the ending came out for Purdue. They got blown out in the Big Ten tournament. Blown out. Houston's the number 1 seed, but again, since I bet on college basketball, I've seen them have these high spreads and just come right to the buzzer and let me down. So I don't believe in them as a number 1 seed. Duke and Florida, to me, are the clear 2 best teams in this tournament. And I think that's my national championship game, Florida-Duke. And then in these brackets, they make you fill out a final score. You know, what do you think the final score is going to be? And I have Duke losing 84-78 to Florida. And Florida wins a national championship. And the Florida Gators are back on top of the college basketball world. Where it used to be when, it'll come to me. He coaches the Chicago Bulls right now. They had Joakim Noah, Al Horford, Corey Brewer, those guys. It should be a very fun tournament. This is my favorite time of the year. It's fun for the bettors, fun for the gamblers. And you got the Tuesday games, and you got the Thursday. The official tournament starts. I don't count Tuesdays as the official tournament start. I don't count it as that. Thursday, to me, is the start of the tournament when you're locked in. I don't care about two potential 16 seeds playing each other. I don't. For the schools, it's fun. For the alumni, it's fun. For me, I don't really care. It's just who's going to get blown out, officially blown out in the first round. They call it the first round. It's really a play-in. They call it the first round. You got Alabama State playing for the right to get smacked by Auburn in the first round. And then you got, you know, the 16 seeds, two 16 seeds playing again to see who's going to get smacked by Duke. Texas Xavier, 11 seeds, the winner plays Illinois. I wish they would just bring it back, just leave it at 64. Just leave it as is. Please don't expand the tournament anymore neither. Please don't do that. And I have to admit, it was weird. And it was sad seeing, you know, the opening of the brackets being released or before the brackets were officially released. And then they have Greg Gumbel talking, narrating. And then they played the Rolling Stones because that was his favorite group. And it just, it felt weird because when you think of the, you know, March Madness and the tournament and the bracket reveal, Greg Gumbel's the first guy that comes to mind. His voice is the first one that comes to mind. It's him. The legend. And he's not going to be there. I'm just hoping for a fun tournament. I know the Big East got a raw deal this year. Five teams got in. But St. John's, it's all about St. John's. If everything breaks right, you know, again, no slow starts for St. John's. You can't have another slow start. You can't have them in the tournament because you can be one and done real quick. And all the good work, all the hard work you put in, the fact that you won the regular season Big East outright title for the first time in 40 years, you won the Big East tournament championship for the first time in 25 years, could all go by the wayside with having one bad half and one game in the tournament. And it's knocked out city and pure disappointment. Pure disappointment. If everything breaks right, St. John's, Florida would be a pretty nice game to see who gets to the Final Four. That would be fun. Patino used to coach in SEC. When he coached Kentucky, going against the Florida Gators. And that style, two different styles of basketball. You know, St. John's, relentless, 40 minutes of defense versus Florida, up and down the floor. But again, I have Texas Tech knocking him out. I hope I'm wrong. These are brackets you fill out for fun. I don't have any money invested in these brackets. Individual game, sure. Why not? Throw a little money on it. Again, gamble responsibly. But hopefully St. John's can make it to week two, and then the rest is gravy.
So I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Alma said, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Alma said it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Alma said with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.